This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
We've got it. The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It is so incredible that we posted a video on YouTube last night on the sub-channel. With the UN, the CDC admitting that COVID's basically a hoax. That nobody needs to die for them to keep everything locked down. And they banned the video. It's up on InfoWars.com. I hope you'll share it. I hope you'll get it out. Because that's what we built banned our video. But let's go to your phone calls right now. Who did I say I was going to go to first? James in Maine, and then Ivan, and then Aaron, and others. James, welcome.
Yes, hello, Alex. How you doing?
I'm all right. It's just, I mean, they're saying they're going to have the states secede and have their own inauguration and have two presidents. That's a civil war. I mean, that's in the New York Times. We are in cuckoo land.
It's crazy. I can't believe we're hearing this stuff. But it's like, I believe that they just want to, you know, tell the devs just want to tell them what they want to hear over the news and all these things. And it's been going on for the last 4 years. Give them what they want to hear. It's never going to happen, I don't believe. I mean, you know, it's like Trump has major cojones going after these human traffickers, and they're all, you know, squatting bricks. I mean, it is really crazy.
Oh, no, I agree. I mean, for Trump being surrounded, he is kicking their ass.
Unbelievable. It really is. It's like whether it's the silent majority or whatever, you see his rallies, and it's like the people love their president. I mean,
well, that's another reason they had COVID-19 is to shut down the rallies. Oh, Sturgis is bad. If Trump has a rally, it's bad. Or a veteran or a police rally is bad. Oh, but the communists, those are good.
No, it's a total hoax, or it's BS. It's fake. It's just all this stuff in the past we've had. I mean, whether it's you want to talk about AIDS, Hep C, or H1N1, and now we're wearing these masks and things all year long. It's like they already took a year away from us, and we're in, you know, house arrest. Come on, give me a break. It's like the government can do this stuff to us, you know?
People are doing it because of peer pressure. Everybody has to get a bullhorn and once a week go out in front of a grocery store, a church, wherever, and say, it's okay to know the truth. It's okay to expose that far less died than they said, and that most of it's fake numbers, and that they say the masks are permanent. They want forced inoculations. Take your mask off. It's a lie. Don't live in fear. Thank you so much. Appreciate your call, James. Aaron in Texas, thanks for calling. Hi, Aaron.
So regarding the secession and everything, like the previous caller just said, I'm not sure that, you know, it may happen. That may be too optimistic, but there's the possibility that it would just fall apart. Do you think?
Well, but see, having the blue states and blue cities, I said this months ago, shut down the economy and ignore Trump is an example of them taking power in a coup ahead of them seceding. And then now, I mean, you can see it. So this is all a practice in secession from the central government. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, it's discouraging, but, I mean, I'm not being quiet about anything, and I just feel so frustrated, like, I'm beating my head against the wall with family, friends, just everyone.
And well, you need to explain to them that hundreds of millions are on the verge of starvation. You can show them the UN's own admissions, and that millions are already starved to death, basically. Because they never say starve, they always die of a virus once they're debilitated. And you need to explain to that to them and say, you understand the dollar's going to die and we're going to be in a permanent depression because you went along with this. They're using COVID as the reason to put us into a depression. Does that make sense?
Yes. I mean, I'm telling them all this and I feel like, I mean, I don't know what more we can do other than, you know, BLM has TV commercials. Do we need to start taking their tactics and putting out the truth on television and internet and radio and everything that, I mean, I'm calling local news and telling them to go, you know, do the research on ban.video because, I mean, they're hyping it up and it's just insane. But
it's absolutely insane, and they're censoring all these doctors and others. You keep it up, Aaron. Thanks for holding. We love you. We appreciate you so much. We have a special guest joining us, a Facebook whistleblower. Then we got Roger Stone popping in, but I will finish the calls as well for Roy, Joe, Ivan, and others.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach, so it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, what a thrill. Goodness is gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was mine. You came along and woo.
We are living in such an incredible time, and the Democrats have been preparing a succession of the states during a contested election. And they've said if Trump argues with their contested view, that the military needs to remove Trump, and they've been canvassing the military to get them ready for that. I told you that over a year ago. Now it's all over the news. Now they're in the New York Times saying that they're going to secede and have their own inauguration with Joe Biden. Nancy Pelosi said that a month ago. Now it's official that they're wargaming that. Sounds otherworldly, like a COVID lockdown or censorship or this. Mainstream media and science exposed COVID-19 as a hoax. This video shows the UN, the CDC, the NIH, the New York Times, and Forbes saying they basically faked this pandemic and others. And it says, you have disagreed with the WHO, you are censored. That is to Greg Reese and his video. It's posted at fan.video right now. Ryan Hartwig joins us. I can talk to this guy 5 hours, but we just got two segments. He has been a Facebook project individual and bilingual content moderator. I'm not going to go over his whole bio. He's a big whistleblower, and he has a lot to say about what we saw a few weeks ago. Big tech whistleblowers urge lawmakers to tackle Silicon bias. Please do something already. And other reports on how big tech censoring not just here, but places like Brazil. So Ryan, hitting all the highlights, and with 83 days out, and Professor Epstein and others exposing how Google and others are already shaping the elections. We now have Laura Loomer with her telecom not letting her campaign send out totally legal text messages to people that have signed up with her. I mean, now the telecoms are censoring. I mean, there seems to be no limit to this. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, and thanks for having me, Alex. It's a pleasure to be here. Yeah, the last couple of weeks and the last month have been very busy for me. We see that Facebook and Twitter are banning people globally. But yeah, just a quick recap. I mean, 2 weeks ago, we had the congressional hearing in Congress with big tech. We had the criminal referral from Matt Gaetz due to the investigation that myself and Project Veritas carried out. And, you know, Zuckerberg was in Congress 2 weeks ago. Matt Gaetz mentioned my name in Congress in front of Mark Zuckerberg.
I should have said that up front. Yeah. Your investigation with Veritas helped trigger these big events. They brought you up. What is that like?
Yeah, it's been insane. I think the media attention has been insane. I feel honored that Matt Gaetz was able to mention my name in Congress. And, yeah, because of what I gave Matt Gaetz, I gave Matt Gaetz about a lot of documentation that was not in the video release. So, yeah, he has a lot of information that's not available to the public, and that's why he was able to submit that criminal.
So to rephrase this, yeah. When we post this as a video, it'll be up front. We have Ryan Hartwig, the big whistleblower from Facebook, who gave the blueprint of the censorship and the fact that Congress has been receiving false testimony or perjury by big tech, and Congressman Matt Gaetz was able to use that information to blow Facebook and others out of the water. So just amazing job.
Yeah, thank you. And so that was very key. And then so that same day that, or the day after that, Zuckerberg testified in Congress, three of us actually submitted a letter to Congress, me and two other whistleblowers, Zach Voorhees and Zachary McElroy. And the media in Brazil really took a hold of my section of the letter, because that same week, their Supreme Court actually banned at least 10 conservative voices from Twitter and Facebook globally. So that was huge in the news, and we're seeing that there on the screen.
So these are the bad guys working with governments to silence people. It's just unprecedented.
Yeah, it's incredible. The president of Brazil's son, Bolsonaro's son, actually retweeted me the other day. They're looking for allies in this fight against global censorship, and they realize that it is a globalist movement to silence these voices.
Well, you're the expert. How would you describe the landscape, the battlefield right now?
I know that in a way we're winning the battle in a lot of ways, and that's why they're so desperate, and with all the riots going on and the pushback from coronavirus. So I think we are winning the battle overall, but there's a lot of battles that perhaps we need some help on. So in Brazil, we need help with the fight going on in Brazil. I've also, talked to people in Argentina. So, I mean, there's some good news, but we have a lot of work to do.
Well, that's it. The whole big authoritarian merger with big tech is evil. It's being exposed. The Uyghur slave camps that Apple and others have. But then it just makes them double down and get more authoritarian. And so it's like, yeah, people are waking up, but then they're just going, okay, we'll put a gun to your head then.
Yeah, and they're so bold and blatant that the same journalist that helped me expose that censorship for Brazil, two of the Supreme Court justices actually knew that President Bolsonaro was being wiretapped by North Korea or China, and they did not tell the president. So the corruption goes super high. It's at the highest levels in Brazil, and I imagine in other countries throughout the world.
And so many times, China is the muscle against the nation states. 3 years ago, when Trump was just getting in, Xi Jinping was in a Davos, and there were headlines, Xi Jinping will help defeat America and the nationalists, says Herman Von Rompuy, head of the EU. And headlines like, Xi Jinping will crush America, in the Washington Post. Xi Jinping will destroy Trump and save America. And it's like, wow, these people are sick.
Yeah, we see that they're targeting nationalists globally as well. Any mention of a nationalist is kind of seen as something that's racist, and they were shutting down nationalist groups on Facebook in Spain and Europe. And in Brazil, what's really resonating right now is the fact that Facebook, and I've documented this, Facebook doesn't consider a fetus a human life. An abortion is not a violent death for Facebook. So that's something that really resonates with the Christians in Brazil.
And let's be clear. Nothing against Chinese people, but it's the most homogeneous group on the planet, except maybe Korea, genetically similar. And they're extremely racist against people that aren't of that group. So the idea that us just having a nation existing is bad, that actually welds people together around the American ethos. We're racist. Brazil's racist when it's an incredibly open society racially. Yeah. But then China, the most homogeneous country in the world, they're the good guys.
Yeah, and we see that Brazilians, the people I talk to, they recognize that China is a threat to their country, to their sovereignty as a country.
This footage looks like, Clone Wars or something. I mean, it looks like clones. I mean, look at this. But we're racist, folks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. That's one of their main attacks, is they try to label people who they disagree with as racist, for sure.
Yeah. Well, all I'm saying is, nothing against people of their own group. I think Israel has a right to exist, all this stuff. But, I mean, I'm not against people that are of a certain group having a homeland. I'm all for it. But, I mean, they're the most populous population in the world. They kill dissenters. Genetically, they're the most similar people on Earth, except maybe Koreans. And then they're going to fund this race war narrative in America that we're bad. They're using our diversity against us, is what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and China's influence with Facebook, I mean, it can be seen now with the NBA, but, people have been asking me, what's the influence with China, with Mark Zuckerberg? And we know there is an influence. We know there's, you know, the money coming from China that's funding the DNC, that's funding all these leftist groups with the goal to destroy the United States.
You watch this footage. This is not episode 3. This is not episode 2 of Star Wars, the Clone Wars. This is not Obi-Wan Kenobi expecting the Emperor's new drones. This is China, ladies and gentlemen. There you go. Look at that. Almost identical. Look at the look, everything. That is programming right there. How cultic is that, though? I mean, imagine if some church had people acting like that. You say it's a damn cult. Look at that. That's a communist death cult right there. All right,
yeah,
brother.
China, yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
No. Yeah. So, yeah, just wanted to get on the show, talk to you about that. It's huge. I think it's great that we're talking about this. You know, they were making some progress in Congress. I'm working on a book right now. Hopefully I can release it before the election. But this censorship, as I mentioned, it's global. I've done interviews in Canada and Spain, Brazil, Colombia, Argentina.
Well, let's talk about what leaders like Bolsonaro and Trump need to do with one of the top experts out there. We're so honored to have Ryan Hartwig on with us. Stay with us. We'll give you his websites and more on the other side.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched a plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The article just went live on Infowars.com. No borders, no walls, no USA at all. Journalist claims America, now a SH-T whole country, under Trump because we have the most COVID cases because they do 100 times more fake testing here. It's all on record. The CDC says almost all the tests are fake. The death rate is now at 0.032 or lower. But it's all about infection right now. This is crazy. China's open for business, but we aren't. Here they are on MSNBC celebrating it.
It's just appalling and shocking, really, that we're in this position. But this is where we are. We are pariahs. We are the asshole country that nobody wants people from.
That's what they say. They say, and so is Brazil. Why? We're the worst. Because Brazil and the U.S. don't control our medical system. The corporatists do. And so they're telling us we're the worst when we're not. It's all made up. Major whistleblower Ryan Hartwig. Find him at patreon.com/realRyanHartwig. RyanHartwig.org. So much of that committee meeting we saw last week was because of his work and Project Veritas' work and others. We really owe him a debt of gratitude for going public. But remember, just a year or so ago, they were denying censorship. Now it's out in the open, and the UN directs what Google and others do. How does Congress counter this with only 83 days left?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a tough job for Congress to combat this in such a short period of time. We have a couple of congressmen who, you know, step forward who are fighting against it, you know, Rep. Matt Gaetz. But we also saw in that hearing 2 weeks ago that Sennenbrenner, Representative Barrett thinks that, you know, there shouldn't be that you shouldn't be punished for having a successful company, referring to big tech. So, and we have that leaked memo the night before from Mike Cernovich that gave those talking points from Jim Jordan, and you know, Sensenbrenner basically repeated those talking points, allowing big tech to continue with their stranglehold on the internet. So. Like I said, it's going to be a tough job for Congress to...
Well, they're abusing their monopoly power. And Gaetz 3 years ago was for censorship. Now he's awake. Josh Hawley's doing a great job in the Senate. Senator Cotton, we need direct action now, though, against this. Because, again, now because Congress is involved protecting our rights, you know, a law doesn't take things away. It actually protects it if it's First Amendment, Second Amendment. We need a protection. We need it now.
Yeah. And the law states that... the powers that Congress gave, you know, big tech from the Section 230, they call it a good Samaritan law, and that they should be doing it in good faith. They're clearly demonstrating they're not doing it in good faith. And so we can maybe change some of the wording that is used in that law instead of, you know, the wording offense, or some of the words are very vaguely and broadly interpreted by judges and courts. So is that something we could do, is maybe change a few words to give it?
It needs to be, if it's not illegal. And it's a third-party comment or posting on a subpage. You don't remove it if it's not illegal. I mean, it's that simple. And that's what the internet was like. It's how it worked. It made it huge, successful. Now it's all selectively enforced.
Yeah, it's enforcement. So I don't know how far these executive orders will take us. I know there's some legislation introduced by Rep. Paul Gosar of Arizona as well, as a way to, you know, limit. Basically what they're doing, because Facebook
past the First Amendment issue and the prior restraint issue, they're surveilling you in live time with third-party groups giving them blacklists, like way beyond what McCarthy ever imagined. This is for real. This is AI book burning going on in live time, and it's surveilling people, violating their privacy right there, and the monopoly practices of them buying up all the companies. I mean, this is out of control.
Yeah, and Facebook even has a policy It's called the Fire Brigade, where certain accounts are business accounts and cannot be deleted. So they give for certain protections to other certain accounts. Obviously, Josh Fowerstein or other large conservative accounts get deleted.
So when you're an establishment person, you're immune from all the regular censorship.
Yeah. Yeah, you're basically essentially immune by it. This says, shielded by Fire Brigade, this content is protected by a high-pry IPX check. Pass the content to the appropriate queue. So I can't do anything with it. I have to escalate it to the Fire Brigade, like the PR Fire team. So certain accounts have that protection. Obviously, none of those conservative accounts have that protection.
Well, that's how it works. When I was at YouTube with 5 billion views, they wanted to work with us. It was political. Their normal complaints and things wouldn't do anything. But then as soon as I didn't play ball and got with Trump, then it was just like, okay, you're done. Because they couldn't figure out, because I was against war and stuff, was I a liberal or was I conservative? But as soon as Trump came on, they're like, okay, you're done. You're done. Mm-hmm. And so they cherry-picked a few things I'd said out of context to say, oh, his identity, Sandy Hook, which I barely ever talked about, he's attacking families right now. We got to take him off the internet. He's sending people there. They had a Frontline piece 2 weeks ago. Jones keeps attacking us. He won't stop coming to our houses. They show some crazy woman. I don't even know who she is. Like, she works for Jones. He's sinner. I mean, it's like we got to. You know, so it's like this. They claim I'm yelling fire to theater, but they're the ones yelling it. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, and I was there when they created the new policy against making claims about crisis actors. So they created a new policy just for David Hogg, where anybody making a claim about a crisis actor conspiracy, that gets deleted instantly.
So they took my YouTube channel down at first saying I said Hogg was a crisis actor. I never said that. So that's what I'm saying. The new thing is to say there's a policy and then say you violated it, and I think that the Florida shooting happened. So they say, though, that I say it didn't.
Yeah.
And once you're banned from a platform, they can say whatever they want, and you can't counter it. So you see what I'm saying? They ban you to steal your identity and then say you're saying things you didn't say. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, because you can't fight back. There's no way to fight back. Yeah. And we see the clear example of this as well. So I can call someone a Trump humper. If I call Alex Jones a Trump humper on Facebook and he reports it, stays up. But if I call Alex Jones a snowflake on Facebook, it gets deleted.
And there's always new terms on our level. But listen, I know you've got a blueprint, the same blueprint you sent Congress. Will you send us 20 talking points? I don't usually do this, but you're the expert. You've got files that you want to show that you can't show. If you would send us a whole list of what you wanted to put on screen to walk us through this as a moderator to give us the inside view like you gave Gates, or as much as you can show, I'd love to have you back for a full hour to really drill into your expertise. Because if I'm just up here asking you questions, you know, it's kind of like you're throwing pearls before swine, not the audience, but, you know, myself, because I know you can really give us technically how they're perjuring themselves to Congress.
Yeah, I can try to get you some more documents, just kind of the thought process.
I'm saying we're going to go, like, do a PowerPoint for us, kind of live on air. Now we're going to go here. Now we're going to go there. That way you'll have the floor and people can really get some value out of it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I'll work on that for you. Yeah.
All right, brother, we're out of time in 45 seconds. What else you want to impart to folks? Ryan Hartwig, what do they visit to find your great work?
Yeah, so my blog is just ryanhartwig.org. I'm on Twitter. My Twitter feed blew up when Brazil. I have like 15,000 followers now on Twitter. But a real Ryan Hartwig, and then ryanhartwig.org. There's a GoFundMe as well. But you can find all the links on my Twitter, and I also have a Patreon. So any help is appreciated.
And we need to celebrate whistleblowers so that more people do it.
Yep.
Well, thanks Congress to take action. You were instrumental in that. And thank God for Project Veritas. Ryan Hartwig, thank you so much. ryanhartwig.org. ryanhartwig.org. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, we'll be right back with Roger Stone and Laura Loomer. She just got banned from being able to use text messages. Yeah, that's right. How dare you run for Congress? America and the world should have never been closed. It was all based on WHO, Bill and Melinda Gates, Fauci, NIH lies. But now, here we are, already into August, and they're trying to keep our
stores, our factories, our schools, our parks closed. It is outrageous. Well, we have launched a new big sale titled Reopen America Back to School Special. 50 to 60% off all of our top sellers and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact that our Ultimate Turmeric Formula Bodies is selling out, we still have it at 50% off, but for a limited time. Living Defense, which is Beyond Probiotics, 50% off. Vaso Beets, amazing concentrated beet extract with all of its benefits, selling out, so 50% off. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, she's been there many times with myself, many times when I wasn't there, camped out in Congress, getting into the committee hearings, and exposing the fact that they were lying about the censorship. Here's one of the most famous cases of Laura Loomer warning the American people about their birthright being stolen.
Recognizes that.
Order.
Because Jack Dorsey is trying to influence the election, to sway the election.
What she's saying, I can't understand her. What?
Steal the election. That is why he is censoring and shadow banning.
Officer, will you escort this young lady out, please?
Yep, 2.5 now, 5, 75, 7.5, 70.
You got the insane congressman speaking over the enemy, the American citizen, who've been censored off Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, bed and breakfasts, hotels. And the media just celebrates it.
Sell the cell phone there, 4.25, 4.5.
Not since Nazi Germany have we seen people not allowed to buy and sell or travel or live. People overuse the Nazi analogies, but big tech in their control is that. Well, now Comcast bans Laura Loomer from sending texts and emails to voters legally through her campaign site over the telecom because the Democrats she's running against, ahead in many polls, is a heavy investor. So now they're into your text messages, they're into your telecom. Imagine, oh, well, they're a private company. They're allowed to listen to you and control what you're doing and then block it. Laura Loomer joins us. Roger Stone's been on the road with her also, helping with her campaign, former Trump advisor. He'll be popping in, coming up as well. So you're way ahead in all the polls against the Republican. Unless there's total fraud, you're going to win in the primary. You're ahead of the other guy, the Democrat mini poll. So they're really scared, Laura Loomer. They're really scared.
Yeah, they definitely are. And there's a lot of press about my campaign this week because I've officially raised over $1.1 million. And I've managed to do that while being completely deplatformed. Alex, my campaign is the only deplatformed campaign in the nation. We can't use Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or PayPal. And we're raising more money than a lot of candidates who have access to those sites. And when I filed to run for Congress, people on the left and the right mocked me and said that I had no chance and that I wouldn't even win my primary.
Just like they laughed at Trump.
Right. And I've raised way more than a dime, obviously. I've raised over $1 million, and I'm set to win my primary on August 18th. And so they're definitely launching attacks against me. And yesterday, after I had received the endorsement from Congressman Matt Gaetz and Roger Stone, after they spoke at the Palm Beach County Republican Lobster Fest event at the Trump International Jupiter, there were a lot of news reports about this, and I had sent out a text message with email copy because that's how I have to communicate with voters, is through text message and email since I'm banned everywhere. And that's how I do my fundraising. So I send this text message, and the link that has the email copy briefly flashed, and I posted a video of this on my YouTube channel so people can watch and see the evidence for themselves. But it flashed, and then there was a notice that said that Comcast was blocking the site. So they're blocking LauraLoomerForCongress.com, and they were blocking the donation page because they called it dangerous content, right?
And the good news just breaking from Breitbart, you're here to fill us in. Comcast says it will fix technical glitch that halted Laura Loomer emails. So they're blocking text messages and emails, but now because of the heat, they're having to back down for now. That's a classic tactic. Tell us about that.
They're saying that it's a technical glitch, but this is clearly very political on behalf of Comcast, right? So Comcast has donated to my opponent, Lois Frankel, the Democrat I'm running against, and every single term that she's been in Congress, they've given her money. There are tweets that I can send you as well, dating from 10 years ago, in which Comcast executives are thanking Lois Frankel, and Lois Frankel is thanking Comcast executives.
No, we get it. They were blocking your emails and text saying dangerous content. You caught them red-handed. It's the next level of censorship. We need congressional investigations. They're now in the telecoms, in the phone calls and the text messages, which CNN called for against both of us last year. They mentioned our names. They said, we need Laura Loomer and Alex Jones to not be able to use WhatsApp. And they went and investigated whether we could use text messages. I mean, that's the next level of this.
Yeah, definitely. And if they're going to shut down your access to your internet service provider, what's going to stop them from shutting off your water and electricity? Oh, wait, they're actually already doing that in places like California, where you have Eric Garcetti, the mayor, telling people if you have a party or if you don't social distance, we're going to shut your electric and your water off. These are totalitarian, communist, practices that are being carried out by Democrats and their accomplices in the tech companies and the telecommunication companies. And we already know that all of these executives with these companies are Democrat mega donors. And there's no coincidence. And then I further digging today revealed that that the Comcast regional office is actually located in the district where I'm running for Congress.
Oh.
And so they can call it a technical glitch if they want, but this is very suspicious. This is very suspicious.
Oh, it's not a technical glitch to say you're dangerous content. It's pre-programmed. The new brave new world is text messages and phone calls to block those. And if Congress right. doesn't act, they're going to start doing it there.
Right. Just like it was a technical issue and an accident when Facebook said it was okay for people to murder me and you because they labeled us dangerous individuals.
That's right. Their
right?
official internal policy was violence and threats of murder or plans to do violence are illegal, and we won't allow it unless it's against. And they said Laura Loomer, Alex Jones, Milo right. Yiannopoulos, and a list of like 20 other people. Like, I mean, it's literally listed us. They said you're allowed yeah. to organize their murder.
Right. And so they constantly do this and they call us dangerous. And last time I checked, the executives of these companies, you know, they weren't the FBI. We have due process in this country, or at least I thought we did. I also thought we had free speech in this country. I thought we had free and fair elections, but I guess that's out the door as well. And it's really scary, and it should terrify every single American that these big tech companies, which control what you see, what you hear, and the flow of information, so much so that they are effectively censoring and silencing the president of the United States right now and in the middle of his reelection campaign, right? This is problematic. We cannot allow for this to continue. And I think it's an absolute abomination that members of Congress have allowed for this to continue. We've been screaming about this for how many years now, Alex? Over four since President Trump was elected.
And now they're censoring his tweets. I want to talk about that. But since you mentioned it, new listeners, especially on the 100-plus radio stations we have and TV stations, they're thinking, okay, that's too much. Folks, we're not joking. Put it back on screen. There's one article, but it was even in the Associated Press. Facebook bans violent threats, except the violent threats against conservative Laura Loomer, Paul Joseph Watson, Alex Jones, Gavin McGinnis, Milo, and others. It actually says, we're not joking, that they're allowed to organize our murder officially on those sites.
Right. Yeah, and this is really problematic because they're it's defamation, right? And then there's another level to this, and it's judicial corruption. And I know you've experienced this with your lawsuits, Alex, and so you can testify to this. But when I filed these lawsuits, and I filed a defamation lawsuit against Facebook when they labeled me dangerous and they said it was okay for people to kill me, you know, the judges never want to hear these cases. And then they say, oh, you can't get discovery in the case. And these judges are so corrupt oftentimes, and there's no justice for people like you and I who are being silenced and having our lives threatened and digital fatwas placed on us.
But thank God the people love freedom and are backing us. So as bad as it is, you're surging, InfoWars is surging, a lot of beautiful things are happening. But let's talk about that for a minute. What makes you tick? What's made you, because I remember you, I've been the same way. 2 years ago, you were crying on air. It was so bad, saying, help me, and people made fun of it. It was serious. It was real. I've cried sometimes. I'm so sad about the country. What made you get even stronger, it seems, and more hardcore? Do you seem even more powerful than you were a few years ago?
Well, I realized that I was put on this planet for a purpose, right? And we've had struggles, and you and I have been subjected to extreme amounts of unfairness, and it's really unjust what has happened to us. But I have been placed on this planet because I can handle this, and I have been able to endure the adversity that I've been subjected to so that I can fight a battle that others who maybe aren't as strong can't fight. And so that's why I was inspired to run for Congress, because I realized that if they can do this to people like you and I who have massive followings and they can get away with it, what are they going to start doing to the average American?
And that's it. They went after who has big audiences and who they're scared of, because if they can get you and I, they can get the president.
Right. And I don't want any other American citizen or any other person to be subjected to what I've been subjected to.
Stay there. Laura Loomer is on fire and in the lead. They're scared of her.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in terms
dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. I am your host, Alex Jones. Laura Loomer is just like those other heroes of mine, like Dr. Andrew Wakefield, who did the real studies and knew that it was an autoimmune response in the gut causing the chemical reaction in the brain. Now there's hundreds of studies proving it. You know, the Rockefeller Foundation, even Bill and Melinda Gates are now admitting it and trying to buy up the patents on how to treat autism. And he knew he was right 18 years ago when they tried to take his license and destroy him. He didn't back down. Now he's vindicated. The guy that put up the fake stories has lost his job. Well, Laura Loomer, they're scared of her. So she's been through hell the last 4 years, but she's still here thanks to your support. And we're still here thanks to your support. I got to tell you, folks, even with election fraud, she's going to have a landslide. She's going to get in. And I think Trump is as well. That's why the Democrats, Laura, I'm sure you know now, even the New York Times admit that Pelosi and others are wargaming. contesting the election, having blue states secede and had their own inauguration. They said that one of them be in D.C. They're actually saying this publicly. These people are insane. Where do you think all this is going?
Well, look, the Democrats are clearly hell-bent on destroying this country, and they're never going to stop promoting anarchy. They're never going to stop trying to destroy our country and burn our Constitution to the ground until President Trump is removed from office. And when he's elected, they're still not going to accept the legitimacy of his reelection. You know, I think that a lot of people are starting to wake up and see what is happening. And there's a lot of moderate Democrats out there who are getting scared because people are starting to realize that America is becoming increasingly unsafe on a daily basis, thanks to the policies being promoted by Democrats. And the driving issue here on the campaign trail across the country and the driving theme of this election, of 2020, the presidential reelect, it's law and order. Okay, the Democrats want absolute lawlessness in this country. And you're either going to vote for President Trump and have law and order and be safe, or you're going to vote for Joe Biden and you're going to have absolute anarchy, communism, no police, increased crime, open borders, and pretty much end stage America.
And by the way, if somebody said that 10 years ago, I'd say they were fear mongering. It's worse than you're saying. The official city of Austin budget calls for blowing up the police department as a sign that we hate police. Like, forget cutting down statues of Confederate generals. They want to blow the police department up. The mayor says that.
Yeah, well, look, we know that these people want to incite violence. They're violent people, and they want us dead. I mean, like we were just saying, these tech companies want us dead. They signaled to people, there are nearly 3 billion users, that it would be okay for people to kill us because they said so. They're doing that to conservatives. And you see the videos from these riots that are being perpetuated by Antifa domestic terrorists and Black Lives Matter, Marxists, and they're beating people up in the street. Okay, they're throwing bike locks on people's head, cracking people's skulls open. People have died. People have been shot. The Democrats are letting violent criminals and rapists out of prison who are going and killing people while they're trying to throw people like Roger Stone in jail. Thank God President Trump granted him clemency. It's a completely backward society that we're living in right now. And you add on, you know, with the violence, the coronavirus lockdowns and millions of people unemployed and uncertainty with the economy. And people are very uneasy. People feel very insecure and unsafe.
No, I agree. How do they get, there's new videos every day of people to go on frontage roads and highways and point guns at people and sometimes shoot them in the head, and the media calls it, and then they chase the cars down trying to jump in front of them. I mean, what the hell? How do you get people to do this?
Right. And, well, it's the media, right? It's the media telling people that it's okay by calling it a peaceful protest, and that's what they're doing. If you go to church or you go to synagogue or you walk outside without a mask, you know, you're the worst thing in the world. But if you're a rioter and you're calling to defund the police and you're destroying property, well, you know, they're glorifying these people. And there's nothing to celebrate about this. This is
violence. I'm watching this footage. This is not the Road Warrior fiction. This is happening.
It is. Yeah, and it's only getting worse, and the radical left is only becoming more brazen. I mean, you saw what happened yesterday outside of the White House. Who knows what the motive was, but, you know, it's scary.
Oh, yeah, roll that footage if you can. The guy just pulls out a handgun, says, I'm going to shoot you, and runs at him with it. And then the media's like, oh, they're bad for shooting him.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane what we're seeing. And look, they've been doing this. They've been amping this up, Alex, for many years now. If you recall when I stormed the stage of the Shakespeare play and people said, oh, you didn't need to do that. Oh, you know, that was over the top. Well, I was talking about the incitement of and the normalization of political violence against the right. It started with people like Kathy Griffin having a severed head of President Trump replicating ISIS, okay? Then you had this assassination porn play at Central Park.
Well, that's right. They don't do the violence. They put it out emblematically, hoping it's like this former DOD official called for me to be killed. He's not going to kill me, this little cowardly punk, but he hopes somebody else does it.
Right. Just like Rachel Maddow spreads conspiracy theories and lies every week. And then one of her crazy supporters at MSNBC went out and shot Steve Scalise, right? So that's what they do. They're actually...
And the New York Times advertised a week before, there's no security on the front page. They play baseball here every week.
Yeah, and, you know, what they're doing is they're trying to induce a form of psychosis into the masses, right? And they're driving people crazy. I'm talking about the mainstream media and the Democrats. And they're keeping people pent up inside, so people are agitated, and they're trying to divide people, and they're trying to make, you know, a bad situation worse by making people explode. You know, it's having a devastating effect on our country. It's very divided right now. And it doesn't matter what President Trump does. They constantly blame him for everything.
Laura, how do we support your campaign? Because if you get in, you won't just do a great job. You won't just call for hearings. You won't just have me testify. Where you and I are at these testimonies, they're talking about us, pointing at us, but we can't testify. It's going to be such a game changer if you get in. What are you going to do if you get into Congress? They admit you're winning in all the polls, not just in the primary, but also in the general election. They're crapping their bridges right now. What are you going to do if you get in, and how do we support you?
Yeah, well, thank you, Alex. And, you know, look, I'm a fighter, okay? I don't need to just say that I'm a fighter like other Republican candidates who make empty promises, and then they get to D.C. and they don't actually fight, right?
No, you're fire-breathing tiger. You do what you say you're going to do.
Yeah, I have a proven record of taking on the most radical members of the Democrat Party, right? Whether it be Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, AOC, I put illegal aliens on Nancy Pelosi's lawn, handcuffed myself, called out Jack Dorsey in Congress, as you played earlier. And when I get to Congress, you know, there needs to be more accountability, and Congress needs to be shooken up, and there needs to be more fighters. And I think that it's exhausting when people constantly hear, right? It's not just the do nothing Democrats. It's also do nothing Republicans largely who make promises and go on Fox News and they talk about fighting back, but then they ostracize and malign and sideline people like you and I who actually are fighting
back. Because they're scared of real populism, that they're fakes, but you're the real deal. So how do people financially support you?
Well, they can go to LauraLoomerForCongress.com. That's LauraLoomerForCongress.com, and that's where they can make a donation online, or they can send a check as well. It's at the address is at the bottom of.
And I'm telling you, folks, I bet on losers just because it's good to get them out there, getting the word out. This is a winner. If you don't bet on this horse, it's your fault if she loses. I've already given $2,000. As soon as she wins this primary, I'm going to donate the maximum. This is absolutely a must-do. Laura Loomer. LauraLoomerForCongress.com. Roger was supposed to be here. He's a hardworking guy. He got the times wrong. Thursday night, we're going to do a special three-hour show, 7 to 10 Central. Roger has agreed to do it. Robert Barnes has agreed to do it. You're going to be there. It's going to be a special with Laura Loomer about retaking Congress and fighting censorship and election handicapping and so much more. That'll be 81 days from the election. So Thursday night, we'll have that special live commercial-free transmission on the radio and TV satellites and at band.video at InfoWars.com. Thank you so much, Laura Loomer.
Thanks so much for having me, Alex.
Thank you. All right. Paul Joseph Watson always does a great job. He's about to host the fourth hour. And so he's one of the other people that Facebook said that.
Yeah, and then let's just be in touch.
So that's all coming up. We're going to have that lined up, that big Thursday show. I told you I'm going to... I mean, by the time we get... a month from the election, which is so close. We'll be here 7 days a week at night. I've already asked the crew. We tried to hire more people. We've geared up some. I'm like, hey, you know, we're going to be on 7 days a week at night. So we're already gearing up for that. We did the barn show for a while. We're going to bring back some of that. But we're going to be here 7 days a week the last few weeks of the election. We're going to be here most weeknights, commercial-free, taking your calls, covering the latest news, war gaming, what's going on, what's happening. And it's your job to take those video feeds, those audio feeds, and share them. Because when you get excited and say, psh, hey, they're fighting to take the country back, here's the truth, it's censored, tell others. Don't just share the link. Say, hey, spread it. We had to build our own infrastructure, band.video. We had to do it all. And you built it. You bought the T-shirts and the books and the films and the water filtration and the storable food and the high-quality supplements. You did it, baby. So when you call in thanking me, I'm like, thank you for keeping me in the fight. My God, I love you. I thank you. I appreciate you. You are amazing. So spread those links.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The
unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.